I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia, at thecommentary.ca. The latest production at the Gateway Theatre is Glory, a play by Tracy Power. It's 1933, and four friends set out to prove that hockey isn't just a sport for men. The show stars Kate Dion Richard, Katie Ryerson, Adva Sudak, Andrew Wheeler, and Morgan Yamada. They portray characters that encounter the Great Depression, as well as prejudice, and of course the challenge of making it in hockey. Glory is the inspirational and incredible true story of the Preston Rivulets women's hockey team. And joining me now to talk about the show and this production is James McDonald, the show's director. It's at the Gateway in Richmond, B.C., the 4th through the 13th of April. Visit gatewaytheatre.com for tickets and information. James McDonald is the artistic director of Western Canada Theatre, a co-producer of this production. Among his many directing credits include Buddy, Vimy, A Christmas Carol, and Million Dollar Quartet. He has directed or acted in 36 productions at Edmonton Citadel Theatre and is the founding artistic director of Edmonton's Free Will Shakespeare Festival. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, James McDonald. Mr. McDonald, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Are you a lifelong Edmontonian? Is that what they call them?
Well, I'm more of a peripatetic theater person, I think. I spent a good part of my life and career in Edmonton, but I was born in Montreal, and now I live in beautiful British Columbia.
Ah, I see. Now, where in BC do you live? Do you live in?
I live in Kamloops.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so,
and my partner and I spend our time actually split some up between Kamloops and Vancouver because she works a lot in Vancouver as well.
I see. And so you're in Richmond now, for for Glory.
Okay.
When I was so fascinated to read about the show because this is a true story, and it's about a women's hockey team in the 1930s. How long have you been involved with the show?
Tracy started writing this show probably about 4 or 5 years ago. It was actually based, it's an interesting story, because he saw a picture of a 1930s women's hockey team and thought, I had no idea that women played this, and then she followed it up and found out that there were leagues across the country of women hockey players all the way from the 1890s, and that they were a very popular organized event. So she followed up on that and wrote the story, and then we premiered it in Kamloops. We developed it over the last few years and premiered it last spring. And then I went to Alberta Theatre Projects in Calgary as well. And now we've just started out. We're doing a tour of 11 different venues over the next 20 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And so I asked you about being from Edmonton. It's because Edmonton in the 80s especially was hockey mad.
Yeah.
And what I find fascinating about this true story about a women's hockey team that we obviously didn't know very much about or anything about at all, it's fascinating to see just how much hockey has shaped this country.
Well, it is true, and I always say that because I grew up in Edmonton in the 80s, and you know, I remember my dad in the 80s saying, you better enjoy it because you're never going to see it this good again. And he was quite right. But it really, you know, one of the things I mentioned is that it really did define Edmonton in a lot of ways in the 80s. I mean, Edmonton's identity was so wrapped up in that hockey team. And that's kind of the same thing that happened. As you can imagine, during the Depression, these small towns, like, they needed a source of pride. And the women's hockey team in a lot of these small towns was a real source of pride. And Preston, which is now part of Cambridge, Ontario, they still to this day remember that hockey team with great fondness. And it really did for them in that period. It meant a lot to be able to have a very successful championship hockey team.
What was life like for women in 1933, and these women in particular in Glory? What do you depict in terms of their lives and what hockey means to them and how much a part of that it is to their lives?
It's a good question. Tracy's taken this story. I mean, the story of the team itself is all true. The story of some of the things that happened with the women on the team is true, and then other parts of it are inspired by a lot of different things that were going on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There's the struggles that women went through in their work lives, the struggles they went through in their personal lives, how they triumphed through those things, through things like sport. That's all a true thing that Tracy's put as part of this story. In this version, there's a couple of Jewish characters who are sisters who end up fighting a lot of the anti-Semitism that these people faced on a regular basis. I mean, to this day, I was reading about the English team going to Montenegro and having racist abuse hurled at them.
Mm.
This is something that all sporting people faced at that time. So them fighting through that and fighting through just the general anti-Semitism in the world in the 1930s. That's also become part of this. And that's one of the things that we really wanted to focus on, that Tracy focused on as a writer and that we focus on in the production, is that, you know, there's a triumph in this, there's a positive message in this, there's certainly an empowering message in this for women. But it also points out the fact that a lot of things haven't changed that much. We still treat women in so many different ways as second-class citizens, especially when it comes to things like sport, when it comes to their employment, when it comes to their family life. So to reinforce the empowerment of women is a really, really strong message of this play.
And a lot of people draw parallels to 1933 to today in discussing contemporary politics and the sort. It really is, as you just said a moment ago, a very timely play, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, it is. I mean, there's still we see a return to, you know, bigotry. We still see a return to anti-Semitism, to Islamophobia, to all sorts of different forms of that are completely unnecessary. And, you know, that old adage about those who don't remember history are condemned to repeat it is certainly, it bears true. And to be reminded of those things as they happen in the 30s is important. And, of course, that is part of the message of the play, but we always do bring it back to the fact that it's also it's something we can all be proud of. This show, the achievements of these women in the 1930s are something that we can all be proud of as Canadians as well.
And I'm sure we can learn something about perseverance, can't we, if we see glory, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a real... There's one thing when you research hockey, football, baseball, basketball, the stories, you know, the stories are actually quite similar because they are similar. You do have underdogs. You have people who are unlikely to actually be able to come together and make this achievement, and that's the classic sports storyline. And glory is, you know, very similar to that in some ways because it's true. This is where these women came from. They were all fighting against certain things in their lives. They all came together, and they all had great triumph. That is something we can all be proud of.
So you mentioned over the next 20 weeks you're going to 11 cities, was it?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. So when you go to say you'll be in Richmond shortly and other cities, it's the same cast, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. The cast that we have this year is three of the five that we started with are the same.
Uh-huh.
There's two replacements, both of who are from the Vancouver area, so there's a lot of Vancouver participation and BC participation in this production. Which is another thing we're very proud of, to celebrate the work of BC artists. And then we do five venues in BC. Then we take the show to Ontario to five venues, and then we go to Persephone Theatre in Saskatchewan for a show in September. So it's great for us to be able to really celebrate the work of BC artists, not only here but across the country, and to demonstrate the work that we're all doing here in this province.
And especially as you travel throughout the country, I mean, hockey is an obsession for everybody. This will be a good chance for hockey fans and non-hockey fans alike to go to the theater, right?
You bet. And that's something that, you know, it's certainly my personal mission as an artistic director is to provide stories that are, you know, the last thing I ever want is for people to see theater as an elitist activity. I want them to come and have the same sort of engagement and joy or more that they would at a sporting event. You know, that there's an emotional experience and a sort of joyous experience in watching this story, but there's also an exhilarating kind of feeling. It's fast-paced. The hockey sequences are staged with this incredible innovation, with this combo of sport and dance and movement, and they're so exhilarating, and they're so, it kind of makes you want to jump out of your seat when you watch it. So it's unique, but it's also reminiscent of you know, the feeling of watching a great hockey game. So it really has this thing that breaks down the wall of people say, oh, you know, theater, that's maybe not something. That's for somebody else. That's an elitist thing. Those are stories that I'm not sure I'm interested in. Well, this story, everybody's interested in. I can guarantee you it's a very accessible story, and it's told with a lot of fun and a lot of exhilaration.
Now, when you go from city to city, because the cast has done it already and probably done it several times or done the show several times already, when you go city to city, do you still have to say, I guess you have to rehearse in terms of what the show will look like in the particular space that you're in, right?
Yeah, we do some adaptation, you know, depending on if the some theaters the space is wider, some it's the lighting equipment's a little bit different, so we do that sort of adaptation. But other than that, the show stays as similar as it can. partially because, you know, it makes it easier to adapt, and partially because we like the way that it is. So we really don't want to make too many changes. And fortunately, you know, when we come to the Gateway in Richmond, there's a lot of opportunity for us to make the proper adaptations. We have a good amount of time when we go in. Uh-huh. When we go to Nelson, we have about 4 hours. So it's going to be a tighter turnaround, but it's, you know, the same thing. It's one of those, we've planned and adapted the show to be able to tour. So the permanent venues will get a full, complete production, and then the touring venues will, it'll be able to drop in pretty easily.
What is it like for you to go from town to town?
And, oh, I love it.
And then especially to see the audiences that come out to these things, because they do come out, don't they, wherever you go?
Yeah, I have to say I love it. I mean, I started my career doing school touring in the back of a van. I went all around the prairies and three different provinces. So I love going to smaller towns. I love meeting the people in those communities. Particularly with this one, the idea of being able to go to different communities and seeing the hockey fans and the hockey teams in those communities is fantastic. I'm very much a people person as an artistic director, so I love meeting the audience and hearing their opinion, doing talkbacks, things like that. So, and I also, you know, as I say, this is a real pan-Canadian story, and it's really important to us to be able to take it to these different Canadian communities with different views of Canadian history or hockey or what they're going through right now. And it's a great feeling knowing that this is the type of show that is accessible to all these different, doesn't matter if it's a city of, you know, millions of people, or if it's a town of, you know, 20,000, 10,000, there's an experience in there that everybody's going to be able to identify with.
And that's the thing about hockey, whether you're a fan of it or not. And we're heading into a time now where it's the playoffs, and whether you're a fan or not, everyone gets jacked up about hockey. And so this is just the right show to see between now and the fall, right?
Well, we had a thing last year that happened when we did it in Kamloops. The Blazers were crashing out of the playoffs, and last year in Calgary, Calgary didn't make the playoffs, and now in Vancouver, with the Canucks not making it, we're like, you know, you want to come see some hockey, this is your place to do it. Although I've become a big junior fan, too, so I think the Giants are still in it, and I know that the Blazers are still in it, too, so I can cheer for that, and you can come to the theater and cheer for the hockey as well.
Yeah. I was looking at your credits. You've done a number of pieces that look at Canadian identity. This one obviously is a marvelous aspect and an insight into what makes us Canadian. I look at, say, Billy Bishop Goes to War or Vimy. Through your work in the theater, do you have a sense of what makes this country so special as it is? And
That's a great question. I actually studied Canadian history when I was in university. Mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of my appreciation and my most of it, what it taught me was that is a need to tell these stories, not as some sort of historical, you know, facts and figures, but actually so we can identify with what happened in history, partially because of the patterns that we talked about, and partially because I think it does bring us closer together to have that kind of feeling and understanding. But I think that these different things. I mean, Vimy was obviously an experience of Canadians coming together in a very different way, but it really is, you know, I think a lot of it does go back to that word pride, that we really should feel proud. We should understand the challenges that we've had, and we should understand that some things don't change and we should continue to work to change them, but we should also be proud. We should be really proud of our history. We should be proud of we should be able to identify the things that have been challenges for us in our history, and there have been many. I mean, if you look at things like the residential schools, if you look at things like the head tax, there's a lot of things in our history that we need to reconcile and we need to accept responsibility for. And at the same time, we can look at the things that we go, well, we can take pride in these things. And it's, you know, I'm interested in telling all those stories, even the things that we can't necessarily cheer on, for people to understand the patterns that we've had in our history. In order to move on, really. I mean, in order to celebrate and look forward to a good future for our country.
Yeah, and as dark as it seems around us, being where we are in this country, I mean, this country has problems, obviously. It's a lot more hopeful than elsewhere and a lot brighter, say, down the line than it would be anywhere else, I suppose.
Well, I like to think so. I mean, it's very easy to look at the problems. is ultimately what it comes down to. And like I say, in the theater, I think it's our responsibility to explore all those problems and to explore especially some of those things that have happened in the past. But like I say, the point of it is to not dwell on it and feel terrible about ourselves. The point of it is to say, this is where we've been. This is the opportunity we have for the future. And it's really good I think the show's great for young people because young people get a strong sense of that. They go, wow, I didn't know that about our history. And then they see some darker aspects of the history within it. And then they go, wow, that's going to change my outlook on, you know, I don't like the way that Jewish person is treated in that play. I'm going to be aware of that sort of bigotry going into my own lives. I mean, it sounds simplistic to explain it like that, but I think that when you have that experience in the theater and participate part of that as an audience member, it really does change your thinking.
And that's what I guess I've always admired about people like you, artists like you, is that you're able to feel that through your work and through art itself.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. I mean, it really, as I say, I studied history. When I studied history, I knew all the, and you get the idea of what happened, but that's why I love theater, because when you're in theater, you just feel a certain empathy. You feel there's an emotional participation with what's happening on the stage that you don't necessarily get when you just read it in the book.
Indeed. James, it's been nice talking to you. Break a leg, as they say, in your business.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Tracy Powers' Glory is at the Gateway Theater the 4th through the 13th of April. Visit gatewaytheater.com for tickets and information. Glory's director, James McDonald, joined me on the line from Richmond in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.